It's Radio City and City Talk. Earlier on, we did an interview. Well, I didn't actually. Steve Hovershall did. A family of the Litherland man who lost his life in a pub attack had hit out at the courts for letting this man walk the streets. The 52-year-old Joe McDermott was punched to the floor outside the Strand in October last year. He'd been trying to calm down an argument when Paul Richards turned on him. It's now been revealed that just weeks before the killer, Richards had been arrested and charged over an attack on a woman. The courts had bailed him, and Joe's sister Pat now wants the answer: why was he released? We ran that interview. The Echo have run the story. A lot of people have been talking about it. We're going to speak now to John, who apparently is Paul Richards' dad. Hello, John.
Hello.
Yes, John.
Hi, Pete. Can I just call you, Pete?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah. I'm pretty nervous about
this. Well, don't worry. Listen, you've got as long as you want. So take your time, relax, and just in your own time, say why you wanted to come on tonight.
Well, basically just to apologise for what my son has done, our Paul, on behalf of all the family, because it was a terrible shock this morning. Earlier this morning, to find out, I got a phone call to say, "Have you seen the front of the Echo?" And the person who told us was the person that he assaulted. You know, the lady, and she phoned me and said, "John, have you seen it? I feel so sorry for you, because the family, I feel as though we've been, you know, victimised over it." It just feels so horrible, you know. I feel as though we're guilty, and our family is not like that at all. Not at all.
But nobody's actually had a go at your family, have they?
I know, yeah, but it feels like that, Pete, you know what I mean? To find out like that and to be a big splash. I mean, all my brothers and everything, you know. I mean, they don't... we haven't been involved in anything like this at all. And it just feels as though it was such a shock. Do you see where I'm coming from? Like,
but can you imagine how Joe's family feel?
I can appreciate that, and I'm so sorry, as I've said. And nothing that we can say or do can bring Mr. McDermott back. Mm-hmm. But I'd just like to apologise for my son's actions. I'd just like a little bit of a say on behalf of our family, so that there's no, you know, sense that we're a bad family or anything like that. You know what I mean? We don't seem to have a voice, because we're a victim. Our family is in pieces at the moment, and it feels like we're the victims as well. Do you see what I mean? I don't want no sympathy or anything. I just want a bit of a voice to say we're sorry, and, you know, take this incident as just a one-off thing, you know what I mean? Well, it's not a one-off thing, but an isolated incident, do you see what I mean?
Tell me what Paul was like, John, before this trouble. So, and you sound like a very honest man, so give it to us straight.
To be honest, he's got a temper, and he's been in trouble like this before. And we've said, we've been in front of solicitors and everything, and I'll be honest with you, he needs help more than punishment. He's been to anger management classes and everything, you know, and he's come away from that. And apparently, they've said, oh, he's coming on great and all the rest of it. But I don't want him to go into this and just be punished, because the punishment doesn't seem to work. He needs assistance. I sound like a do-goody, but I'm not, you know.
Do you not think in prison he's going to get some help?
He doesn't seem to. It doesn't seem to work like that, does it? It'll just seem he'll be put away. It'll make him worse. He'll be so angry, you know. And I think he needs help.